of the best.
Yeah.
I'd say someone who stands for the truth.
Mm.
But if you read a bit between the lines, I see that's a politician at heart.
Yeah.
I don't believe between now and 2027 we can't find someone new who can
we can't.
Why do you say that?
Because I think you're looking for an ideal human being, and human beings are contradictions. Yes, they say that anyone.
Ekonene.
Episode 325. Kusema like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend, si ndio?
Yeah.
Na kama kawa niko na raya za kawaida, kuna Rapture, kuna Ian, alafu kuna mzee mwenyewe, Mr. Eric. Eric ni ajizo?
Niko poa sana, man. How you doing, man?
Ah, tuko poa.
Good to be back.
Una paa hewani.
Yeah, actually on my off day, man. Yeah. I think our schedules aligned.
Mm.
Said to pull up, man.
Yeah.
A lot is going on in the country, but you have to have your voice somehow out there, man. Our kids will hold us to account in the future, man.
And you can give us the bird's eye view, eh?
Flight mode.
So, what's your Tanzania story? Where was your protest?
Nah, I was actually working. My wife went, though.
Mm.
Yeah. But the rumblings are there, even as the day proceeds, even at work. That's all that everyone is talking about, you know. So the movement is there. Everyone is with the movement, across the board.
Okay. So the breaking news right now is the president has refused to sign the finance bill.
Yeah.
So unachekia your story. Una feel ni kama hii inasaidia ama?
Well, based on what's going to happen or was meant to happen tomorrow, I think probably the pressure got to him. I think everyone in his inner circle who's probably been sucking up all this time, I think guys actually told him, like, yo, if you sign this thing, bloodshed is imminent, and bloodshed that you won't be able to excuse yourself from. So I think the real pressure got to him. Yeah.
Okay.
And maybe even family, you know, at some point it's your family, you can listen to your daughter, your son.
Yeah,
you guys are like, we mzee bana, ama your wife.
Because I think Allah. Allah wrote something. Let me check ile Allah alikuwa ameandika. Let me see. Yes. Robert Allah had written something to the effect that it's the wife. That nini. So Al-Qasama, security chiefs have reportedly been summoned to State House together with governors. Alafu inasama, my sources revealed that Rachel confronted Ruto yesterday through a phone call on his way from Naivasha. That means on Tuesday, I'll confront. Akasama, security monitors their calls. She asked the president to drop the bill for the sake of the country. So this is good. Ama?
I think that's good. You're not dropping the bill would have just, it's like you're letting your nuts hang, for lack of a better word. Like, it would have just been ego. The speech he gave yesterday for me was disappointing. Of course, we all assume his character at this point, but I thought even him would come out with a different tone
and be presidential.
Unify a bit, yield some ground. We've seen guys die in the street and you're still gonna come and be hard standing. So I think whoever helps him read the room is doing a terrible job.
I think the likes of Itumbi, you know, to come out, people who have that attitude of we defeated a former president with deep state, mtatuambia nyinyi maraya kwendeni huko.
There's something I've heard Maf say repeatedly, and I totally agree. It's about him being told, you're a genius.
Yeah.
I think he may have drunk the Kool-Aid. You know, at some point, you get high on your own supply.
Mimi, no one can stop me. Yeah. So, Mr. Rapture, ulichekeje? Hii story ukisikia ame drop the bill?
I mean, unaiko fiti kabisa. At least, haya amejua kitu yote nyenda kupitisha hapo bunge, lazima raya zikubali. Sidhani kama ataleta bill yote bila participation ya raya za kawaida. Unajua, ili come to from nowhere. Ili come to from nowhere. Jusi tulianza kuijulia kwa mitandao za kijamii. You guy naonaja inafai discussiwe na raya za kawaida. Juu sunajua kuna Wakenya wengi wajaenda shule, you guy. Wana take time. Ndio maana inaambuanga peleka kwa wananchi wasikize. Ndio wajue ni aje. So I think kama amekataa kuisign, amelearn lesson haezi tuletea masheria zake. So next time, atakuwa naulizana tu hapo na akina hiyo jeshi yake, akina Faruk. Italeta maandamano, unaona aje? Unaona aje? Taki ile kisanga ilikuwa tu. Gena jeli washtua.
Yeah, yele.
Iliwashtua juu for the first time nikiwa tao nilihesabu helicopter zaidi ya 5. Sijai hesabu zaidi ya 5. Zilikuwa tu zinachezea juu ya hewa, zinapatia na report huku chini, na zilikuwa za makarao. I don't know kama kulikuwa na za majeshi, but mingi I think zilikuwa za makarao. Na media pia.
Yeah. But yeah. I think this thing, sorry before I get to Ian, was it's so much more about not only the finance bill. The finance bill was just the
catalyst.
The catalyst. But the fight is, I think, against impunity and bad governance and
corruption,
because in this fight there is no class, there is no tribe, there is no age. I posted in a group the other day how, in as much as we are lauding Gen Z, we must also take accountability for being cowards in the past. And our cowardice doesn't come from nowhere. I mean, some of us are in our 30s, we witnessed a bit of Moi, for example, torture chambers. We used to hear my mother telling me about the coup. If you ever go into the cinema, that it would start with the Nyayo reel. That's a crazy dispensation. So in as much as we're loading them, we should take accountability. And of course, let's not divide off. I'm not saying we divide along the lines that we were cowards, but we also take ownership of taking shit for so long.
Ian?
Yeah, it's good, Meshuka. I'll echo what Jemo. Jemo alisema, asishuke kama ako silent. Na unajua unashuka na my explanations kibao sana. So from the statement yenye alifanya jana usiku, it was very ignorant of a president. Unajua wewe hold is not a leader of majority. Na yeye si leader wa minority, is a president of the country. Na president of the country pia inafaa kuwa ni surround yourself with people who give you good advice. Kama ira yani kama yu wa muka alafu anajiadvise ya mwenyewe, alafu anadvise, his advisors. Unacheck. And that's, hii ndi imetuleta tukua hapa. Because what he thought ni, there were planned counter protests, actually, which were led by the goons. Na goons always come from politicians. Minaona this is from his UDA side. So, and by the time, yeye alikuwa na nini? Yeye alikuwa na ana make a speech. There were lootings in town. Peaceful protesters walikuwa shajiwa like not by their leader, by themselves, because guys used to walikuwa naona watu walikuwa naona nini? Troops, hizo magari za nini za army zinaingia. Of course people have informations, sahi information hata uki, because watu wako na the goodwill of the country. Unapata hata information ina leak from politicians themselves, from the army. So hata hii code red was just to warn people like this is something happening, and na hiyo ilikuwa inaka kukuta everybody. So nini yao ilikuwa ni bloodshed yesterday. So now the fact that he was making that statement, and that why it was so ignorant, ni ku paint a picture of what was happening. The manatu ilikuwa 9. Ilikuwa 9, and during that time shooting was still going on in Githurai. So ni could try ni like ni faro ndio alikuwa anambia like this shit usha lose kitu. But back up to what point? So yes, ameshuka. But akishuka, this is how at some point he turned against us. The people who brought him there, and akatuita criminals. Akasema wale watu waliingia pale and waka exercise the will of the people. That was treason. So kama angeshuka you guy, tusisahau what was, inge take like ati wasee wampushi hivyo, inge take ati wasee wa nini, wakasirike to this point ati ndio ashuke. Can we not forget alishuka at what cost?
Okay.
For me, the price that we could have paid,
and
the price we had paid.
We paid.
Because if we didn't do that, the protests that were nini, that were set on Thursday, they could go more deadly.
Around his attitude. Talking of the looting, burning and looting, I always refer to Bob Marley, and because you'll find even the people wale end up waki burn and loot were peaceful protesters. But at some point wasa urushwa, Rapture ulikuwa unachezaga reggae music. But sijui kwa ukumbuka vile Bob Marley alikuwa anasema. So kulikuwa na hii, this morning I woke up in a curfew. Oh God, I was a prisoner too.
Yeah.
Could not recognize the faces standing over me. They are all dressed in uniforms of brutality. The shit that he's doing right now, deploying KDF.
Yeah.
We take KDF as nini. But the interesting part waga now, what we could have sung to him yesterday before Wasewa storm into parliament. Ilikuwa, how many rivers do we have to cross before we can talk to the boss? All that we've got, it seems we have lost, but we have already, we must have really paid the cost. That's why we're going to be burning and looting tonight. Nacheki. In Afkagayo level, like, we've tried everything. Like, if you look at the places that had burning and looting, the places mostly are central. I'm a Gema.
Yeah.
And Gema region says, we put you there. Najua. We put you there to fight for us. But right now, we are starting to feel like we didn't put you there. Because we're not to ignore. So that's why we'll be burning and looting. Ukacheki story really happened kwa Ichungwa. It happened kwa the Embu governor. It happened. Have you noticed it didn't happen? Kina Kisumu wali avoid. That never happened. It happened in zile regions that Buddha just.
LD kwanza. LD walichoma mahakama. Walichoma mahakama ama walichoma nini?
Yeah, yeah.
You gonna joke choma mahakama inakuangani.
Inafikio level.
Inakuangani kama authority me. Imesimama. Yeah. So LD sasa unajuwezi pele kwa kotini. Because imechomo.
You know, people are coming alive to the fact that...
But I make tent. But I make tent for you.
You guy, ukipata ka criminal, kale ka hadiko ka mkale. Nipeleke kwa koti. Easy koti.
You know, what I feel has escaped from Kenyan politics is, I think people are coming alive to the fact that we've been being governed by fear and lies.
Yeah.
Right? I had someone say the other day how, of course, politics is a game of chess. It's a game of wits, outwitting your opponent.
Yeah.
If you go back to like Kibaki, in as much as he had his shortcomings, Grand Coalition government had their shortcomings, but there was some goodwill left. These guys have deteriorated to a level of like gangsterism, and it's like there's no goodwill. And they've been lying to us, and they've been trying to use fear all through. And I think Jana was like the last attempt to instill fear again. Yeah. And me as a millennial, for a second I thought about it. I was like, hey, Jeshi on the people. I started getting a bit wary because when you think historically about any time the military have been put against their own people, they treat it like war, spoils of war. So it gets pretty crazy. But from the narrative on social media, these guys, the masses are undeterred.
Because I think, if you know, they've been ruling with fear and they rely on fear. It actually makes sense with what they did yesterday.
Yeah.
Like one of the first people to be shot yesterday was shot with such a powerful bullet that kichwa ilipasuka. So walikuwa na expect tukiona brains ziko kwa streets tutarudi, but it had the opposite effect.
Emboldened people.
This is what now made people push. Watu wali jump because umeshutaje mseiko unarmed. You saw like one of the guys ule alikuwa shot wanasema he's a former JKUAT student. He has an IT business. Like he's the true middle class. Unajua ule mtu una expect, and he was holding nothing but the flag.
Yeah, and they still flag.
Okay, so walikuwa na nini? But if you go back to point yako ya Gen Z's and millennials, I'd have to tetea us to a certain level. Because me and Rapture, we are still considered millennials. So
like millennials are ahead of
you. You can mean millennials.
So najitetea na hivi. The reason why it's easier for Gen Z to protest the way they protest right now is because of the internet. The internet is a very powerful tool. That's why you find that dictatorships control the internet. So back in time yetu, like internet ilikam sasa sisi tukifika 20, sindio?
Yeah.
Alafu, how it used to be 10 shillings per minute. It was very expensive. So very few people had it. It was like you could only get it in major cities. So sisi tuli spend our 20s when, if you are abducted, Twitter was not that active. Facebook ilikam 2009.
Facebook
2007.
Facebook ilikam
na Obama. But Kenya sasa. Kenya tulianza kuitumia vizuri 2009.
Yeah, yeah.
Na kumuka nilikuwa naingia kwa my inbox. Jo nilikuwa dai.
Mieta ni Obama ndiye aliniintroduce you kwa you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nilienda Facebook na kumuka niliingia. Kaa nimefuata mali ya jo. Juhu nilikuwa si Obama is campaigning on Facebook.
Mali ya selikuwa mtoi.
Mtoi.
Sindiyo? Selikuwa mtoi.
Unafuata mali ya jo. Mwuna manisha Michelle.
Zii. Zi. Selikuja kaingia Facebook baadaye. Hiyo time alikuwa katoi bado kana
gotea. Basi kuna mfuata
tunataka kukata. Hapana.
Hapo ndio umetushtua.
Hapana.
Wacha ni go back to his story. So I think Twitter maybe started around about 2009. Unacheki. So this is very nini. So by the time these things come, we don't even know how to use them. Kumbuka Facebook ilikuwa na limitations za characters, kulikuwa na nini. And then by the time internet ianza kuspread Kenya vizuri, it was around I think 2014, 2015. sasa ndio internet ikashika. So saizi ikaendelea kugrow. So by the time now, like this is like maybe from 2015, 9 years later, internet has infiltrated so much. Now we have characters that never existed. Unajua, now we have the, kuna wasi wa kitambo kaki na Robert Alai, who've used Twitter to end up being political leaders. And now we've gotten a tool. Look at even Bogonko. When Bogonko went missing, Twitter was not the Twitter that it is right now. We could not even say free Bogonko, nini, nini. So they were able to just murder him. But saizi umetiki, wakiku grab, wasi waneza kutetea.
Free word.
Yeah.
So I feel like Gen Z wako ina better. Alafu saizi, smartphones pia zimesaidia. Like I capture you in HD. So tukiwa kwa streets, makarao pia wanaogopa kushoot vile walikuwa na shoot kitambo. Kwa kitambo ilikuwa like, hamwezi, hakuna record. It's your word against mine. And the police are always...
Hata so, kuna demalizumi wako watawa fulani.
Yeah.
I think it's a perfect melting pot of all those things, including the fact that I feel like fear and opportunity are directly proportional. So I'll give an example. The older generation, all you had to do was, if you could penya aka education like this, your life was somewhat guaranteed. You know, then it came to a generation where education was not a sure bet. It's like patapotea, who do you know, that kind of thing. And now for these guys, they are seeing for a fact that education, paka education right now has just deteriorated to a business. Universities are businesses. It's not about what happens after. For the most part, it's a pipeline where these guys make money, and then now you guys go and fight for yourselves. So that coupled with, of course, the advent of internet, now lack of opportunities are perfect catalyst for people to become fearless. And remember, these guys, a lot of Gen Z's, like me first, to be fearful, maybe you're a parent, right? You're fearful of maybe your kids, maybe your property. A Gen Z doesn't yet have things so that they're scared to lose. So I think it's been like a perfect ticking, and almost leaders had kind of not even imagined that this is a thing that can happen. That's why they look so off guard.
Like
I can't believe KJ was KJ is someone me I grew up watching, and he was anti-system. He was anti-system in a time where being anti-system was you had to have cojones, like for him to speak
nasema it's whatever your platform alikuanga nayo in 2003-2004 huko, for even a Kenyan kufikiria wanaweza chora Moi, I think it was against the law. Kukatunize. Kukatunize Moi and all those, you know, the Biwots, the Kamolo.
I remember they did it after Moi left.
It was comical. Now likuwa ni, it was political satire, but they knew they could get in trouble at any time. Because walikuwa na mimic and whatever the material that they put out there, ilikuwa ina advocate for change, like, you know. But they knew, so that's why they made people laugh. Moi, I think Moi alikuwa shanza kuzeeka nini. He only had like three years in power. So maybe alikuwa lenient. But kuona msee mwenye, they sat down as, you know, walikuwa youth that time. Walikuwa, bado he would still be, you know, he's a millennial, I think.
No, I think
he's past.
He's right now, he should be 47, 48.
He's old.
KJ is 52. You guys.
52.
KJ is 52. But there's a fearlessness. Even my wife is a Gen Z. She's the first. She's born 97. Our household, the energy was different. When this thing started, I was more conservative about my reaction because of ile fear from the past. She's like, because she's an advocate. She's like, I'm going to play my role. If it's bailing people out, I'm willing to go. So there's a difference even in the approach to how they look at politics as a whole compared to us. But I'm not trying to create any divisions. We're all in
this
the same.
Because here with them, I'd say they factors in 2022 because most of them didn't vote. Like most of them, even right now, if you see the... What I don't like about the movement, because the movement is also not 100%, is the fact that at some point they were saying this is not a political fight, it's an economic fight. Economics is politics, unajua. Like the only reason why developed countries are developed is because the politics is good. Unajua, like countries come as a Scandinavia, like the Vikings, they come from you and you're Vikings. Like, always peleka ujinga pale. Like, so much blood had to be spilled for them to reach those levels. And now the politics is so good that you find, like most of those Scandinavian countries, politicians even walk around without security. Najua. Like, because they're just part of the people. It's not the highest paying job. It's not what. Kenya, like, one of the reasons why we have this bullshit is because this is, like, politics is the highest paying job in Kenya. Yeah, wasi wanja like a very high paying job. Unaona mse ana run for nini? Because it's not about the people. It's about how much money can I make for myself.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I feel like you're
plus also I might counter kidogo, but the fact that you know walienda, because we are supposed to recall our MPs through the constitution. So you invoke what and signatures. Walioneo ni kazi mingi. So let's just go and knock pale. Tuone if you can find two or three.
Jenzi aona hiyo time that you have to sign my petition.
Yeah. So I think the fact that they know, the fact that they know that the instrument enye iko pa nini enye ina pass, ina na make economic we had on them, ni zile laws ina mekiwa pale, na ni politicians. So wakijua anaweza ingia pale, and then, you know, they slap destabilize, you know, wange tukidogo, just kwa salimia. They can get their point, you know, across post, because wamejaribu, and then maybe from us wameona sisi tulikuwa na shinda nini tukiandamana na masignature na nini and nothing worked so akaambiwa like okay there's a space tunaweza occupy or maybe or try or attempt to because I don't think that they wanted to like you know ku bridge zile nini wars na nini they actually wanted to create that narrative ndio sasa waone kama Zakayo anaweza shuka but he remained huko akichuna maembe.
Because Occupy Parliament was supposed to be outside.
It was outside.
But how ndio alifanya watu wakaingia ndani
sasa. Yes, yes.
And some of these bureaucratic processes, like we've seen them in the past of collecting signatures, all they'll just say verify. You need to verify. They don't reach the
threshold.
Yes.
Yeah, and then wajua raya zetu za kawaida. Especially wajua nisema watu wengi, watu tu wa kawaida. Hata yo signature you guys. Mimi niko na raya wa Ghana akienda kwa banka anatumia fingerprint hiyo. Anaga signature. Ni raya sio ya kawaida. Anatumia tu fingerprint.
Mimi pia struggle na signature yangu. Brain yangu sijua kaji. I'm never able to do the exact same signature.
Eh, raya mob kabisa zile mimi na mezia tu raya zangu za mtaa. Aliniambia mimi nienda kwa bank nikamwambia acha nitumie. Because alikuwa mpiga ya kwanza ifanane na ya pili, ifanane na ya tatu, ifanane na ya nne. So inamletea manoma. Kwa mapepa. Wanakata hizo mapepa.
And that's what now the system will use to counter. They'll be like, the signatures don't match up. They're not enough. But Mafa said something severally before. I keep quoting you because I watched your show. He said how, and I was a victim of this. I mean, that thing for, say they're all the same. They are not all the same. I think we're coming to realize.
Yeah.
Like leadership, because maybe they're all wealthy, ama they're all...
Even all corrupt, they are corrupt but in different ways. Because even Kibaki was corrupt. People, we always paint Kibaki with this very clean whatever. But Kibaki became rich because he was a vice president.
Yes.
So he made wealth through that. But in the time alingia pale, he was not focused on amassing more wealth. He was now focused on what can I do that's different from the other guy that was there before me. I feel like even we don't know who Kibaki's close friends were. Do we know? Because Michuki, but they were not that close. But with Ruto, we know.
We actually thought it was Martha. At 2007 was Martha. And after that was Madharau, you get. That should have been Ruto's like close friend.
Yeah.
Like after I make you nini, after I make your cabinet yake nusumkate, angemweka Samuel prime. Because kama kuna msali kwa natatia that guy.
Mother Karua.
But where do you guys see this movement going? What do you think is the real case versus worst case scenario?
Real case ni they'll forget. Like if there are no more protests in between right now, they don't have to be about kutoa Ruto. They can be about corruption. They can be about anything. If there are no other protests between Saizi and 2027, people will forget what Ruto did. Najua. Alafu, we might go back to the tribal thing. So this is the time for us to apply pressure. Like, if you are accused of corruption, it's time to fuck off. So we need to go back. We need to go back in time ya umse wa fertilizer. It's time to fuck off. Integrity. It needs to be like, if your papers are questionable, the next thing needs to be occupy City Hall. We have more qualified people. You can't be a person who's accused of corruption. Like so many people are out here like saying you hide money in Somalia, you whatever, and you don't sue them. You go after the small fish that Cyprian Nyakundi. Why aren't you going after akina Grand Mula, akina Mohamed Welie that are saying umeficha do Somalia? We need to tunanid kwanza hivyo na itoke now from henceforth if your papers are questionable, fuck off. Unajua? Because going to university, it's not such a hard thing. Right now in 20, whatever, ni kitu uneza ishia jioni, uneza ishia whatever, you can get a degree, a genuine degree.
Uneza get an online one.
Even remotely, I think that's something could have easily done online.
So I feel like, so kuna hiyo, mtanipatia views zenyo, but wachanimalize thoughts zangu, so na feeling kama hiyo, tunanid ku... Saizi kuonyesha, say we care about everything that's political, we care about integrity, we care about your papers, we care about such stuff, sindio? Then from hapo tena kuna need kuwa na vile nilikuwa nasema after occupy parliament, mimi sikuwa nataka mambo ya occupy state house because I know that one itakuwa nini. My next move was occupy a registration center and then on that day of voting occupy a polling station. Vote, even if you're voting, it ndio kwa nasema hiyo jinga tuachie jinga, they're all the same. When that you vote here, the lesser of two evils kwa wawili, then you'll see how we'll change the country with that. So tuna need kufanya wase wajue that voting is very important. And I keep apologizing because mimi nilikuwa mjinga 2022, nilikuwa naenda kuvote, nikapata ID, sikupata voters card, I was like shit, I can't vote, damn. Nipaka nikauliza wife, kumbe all you need is your ID.
Yeah, ID
like,
too.
That's why I keep repeating it. Like all you need is your ID. So to make sure 2027 tuko na IDs. Then another thing, now the next fight needs to be niko nimesahau, we need to make them wa take back ile lawyer we are paying 1,000 shillings to pay for IDs. The reason behind that is because of voting,
to discourage guys
to discourage voting.
So mama, you doing your
own, I think we also need to encourage our, you see what happened last time, we always get bamboozled by two main choices. That's part of the game. And then we had a third force that was controlled. A guy started like he's talking something nice and at some point started talking about hyena balls. You know, so you can just tell, this guy was bought and paid for. It was meant to control the third voice. At some point people were trying to rally behind, then he talked about hyena balls. CG what guys were like, this is not a real third force. So I think from now henceforth we should control the narrative by the guys who are at the helm in terms of even competing should be people of our choice, not people that are given to us. Because why is it that it's always this versus this? Like you said earlier, lesser of two evils. Why can't it be the better of two greats as opposed to the lesser of two evils?
You need to say, the reason I'm saying that the time is so close right now to 2027. If you start looking for that perfect guy at Reza Kupata, like that window is too small. That's why I feel like, because we know Ruto is going to be on the ballot, so who's going to go against him? We need someone, we need to have someone who's super different from him, and we have to judge this person by, have they ever been a president? If the answer is no, usianze mambo ya MP. An MP is not responsible for development. I don't know you jinga tulito wapi. So wase watakuja kwangu akiniambia, for example, Kalonzo siji was the whatever for Mwingi North siji for what time, he was not a president. There are things that you leave to a president. And that's the reason why we can see a difference between Odhaya and Kenya. Kenya is more developed than Odhaya. Because Nani was the MP for Odhaya. Nachiki. But an MP is not responsible for development. So, vitu kama hizo, I don't mean that Kalonzo is the one who's going to Nani. Because if it was up to me, tungeamua, let's go left kabisa. Mingepa, ngesema Sifuna. I feel like Sifuna understands the people enough. He's young enough. And it would be radical enough to like have someone. Because... Mufil, ni kama there are people who I think would never unleash the police on the nini. There's a certain KANU DNA ile Mufil a few people don't have. Because that's KANU DNA, that's Moi. Like, si tulionaga Moi, si tuko tunaogopa polisi. Iye, nani, rapture.
That's extrajudicial.
Mie, that's the reason why niliona hii Njoroge akipiga polisi, niko. Sisi amini, because mimi nimegrow up nikiogopa polisi.
You guy alikuwa na unleash, na kumbuka kulikuwa na special miti fulani ilikuwa ivunjikagi. Sijui Moi alikuwa anaitoa wapi. You guys ilikuwa ataipiga post ya steam. Bado ivunjike na baki strong. Kuna siku ya gatherings ya chukua zikasema hii miti tunataka kujua inatokaga wapi. Ishaanza kugonga nayo nini za road hizi machuma. You guys chuma ilijikunja hizo nini? Miti ivunjiki jo.
Fanya fujo.
Watu wanasema yeye Moi aliresearch na mamiti. As in hiyo time Makarao alikuwa anapiga mtu mpaka anakuwa unconscious. Hajapigwa ridhe. Hizo manini tu. Mpaka unakuwa unconscious unashindwa.
So,
unashindwa kuamka.
Future ya hii Gen Z unaiona.
amina wanajensi wakitaka fiti you guy. Hivyo venye umesema, siku za uchaguzi, si tulifunzwa, I think kutoka 2007. Kutoka 2007, the next election yenye ilikuwa 2013. Tulikataa kutoka kwa polling station.
Yeah.
Because, ile tulifanya woi katokea Kenya, ni sababu 2007, hatukuwa tunajua nini wagena happen kwa polling station. Tulia tu tukaangalia kwa TV, you guy. Nona numbers niendelea kubadili. Raya ziko peke yao. So I think Gen Z wanafaa. Hii mwaka yenye na kam, watu wa guard kura zao. Yoni kitu imerudiwa mara mob sana kwa civic education. Ujue returning officer ni mgani? Kwa polling station yako. Na ujue manini? Watu wapiga kura wengine. So that ku avoid hiyo story ya wona kamna watu kama thao.
Yeah.
Importing.
Importing and then ni strangers in your area. Hii ndio mnajua ile mtaro vile inadai. So wewe ukinitolea mtu Murang'a and then akuja apige kura arudi Murang'a, so unaniweka kwa shida.
Yes.
Because umeekwa pale na mtu mwenye si mimi. So hizo vitu kama jenzi wanaweza zuia. Hizo ndio vitu zilitushinda kuzuia. Mimi naweza nikasema kuanzia 2013 ndio nilijuanga kumbe kuenda home ni na si ati mnakaa kwa polling station ati mwanze vurugu.
Yeah.
Mnakaa tu kuambia returning officer tuko hapa just in case unafikiria.
Okay.
Unafikiria something?
I find that to be dangerous. I feel like right now you just need one credible person with a smartphone kubaki nyuma. Yengine muende home. But that's my two cents.
But you said something I want to maybe push back a bit. You've said you've named someone, for example, you said someone like Sifuna, and I think one of the best debaters, one of the best I'd say someone who stands for the truth. But if you read a bit between the lines, I see that's a politician at heart. I don't believe between now and 2027 we can't find someone new who
we
can
can't,
actually
we can't.
Why do you say that?
Because I think you're looking for an ideal human being, and human beings are contradictions. Yes, they say that anyone who lives their truth will always contradict themselves. I don't know if you've ever needed like that, because I'll give you an example. I'm someone who believes in the sanctity of human life, sindio? But I'm still the same person. If you were to make me president, the crime of corruption would be strictly nikifo. Najua. Like, I respect human life, but not for them. I don't want you to shoot a protester. Najua. But mimi nikisikia politician amededishwa jo alikuwa naibado, I'll feel nothing. See, the contradictions za humans. So tunakuwaga na hizo extremes mbili. Zile, me, I'm more worried about Rex. I'm more worried about what. But jana nikesikia any politician amesafiri.
Yeah.
Ainge ni affect.
But
so you see, it's a contradiction of humans, yes? So with that in mind, what I'm trying to put across is, this is what Ruto, if I was Ruto, this is what I'd do. In 2026, I'd start a propaganda machinery of, these guys are not perfect. These guys are just like me. Because that keeps people at home. But what we know is Kibaki, I'll use Kibaki as an example. Kibaki is on record akisema anataka Moi run the country forever. Look at how he ended up running the country. It was very different. So it's really hard to judge someone who's not been president. You see, like even Ruto, tukotasema, he ni deputy. Take it. But now we've seen him as president. We're like, oh shit, oh damn.
Yuko yata ile tuli ingiza watu box kabisa. Kabisa, kabisa. Wacha nseme especially wasapere. Kulikuwa naka karumaka. Sio Uhuru ana run government. Uhuru ni mlevi.
Oh, yes,
Ruto
yes.
Ndi ana run. Ilikuwa imesamba mbaya. Ilikuwa naisikia kila mahali watu wakisema hapana.
That's true.
Hii kitu yote unaona ni Ruto. Si Uhuru. So alipiga hiyo propaganda for like 2 years. 2 years you guy alipiga hiyo propaganda.
So, I remember hearing that sana.
Ilikuwa.
So who perfect politician atatoka wapi?
Not perfect. Maybe perfect. There's no human is to error. I don't think there's any human being that's perfect and far from most of us, including myself. But I feel like when I watch the politics has been going on, even on a lower level, it's about governor, I know what good words and being very good at arguing and being sounding very sound in terms, it doesn't necessarily translate to leadership. So guys have found ways
but who is this? Unzat Patianani as an example. Because to me, Sakaja was always full of shit. Like from day one, I never thought he'd make a good politician. So ni nani unzasema ame to disappoint apart from Muhammad Ali? Because I think Muhammad Ali is just the one guy I'm like, shit, is this Muhammad Ali? You see, even, he's not even been involved.
He switched up. Mm.
But he's not involved at an e-voting.
But again, and this is allegedly, if you remember the people who are really fighting against now the governor about the audits that were done, at some point that thing just went quiet. Ask yourself, why did it just go quiet? Obviously, if I was a guessing man, again, allegedly, you'd imagine that someone was called somewhere and some negotiations happened and this thing came to a stop. So for me,
that's a good one. Sifuna, that one, the key chini.
So that's...
Sifuna, je, ulilipua, because Sifuna...
Again, allegedly.
At some point. It's a good one. And I expect Sifuna to be someone with a thicker skin, someone who's ready to answer the question.
I love his what do you call it, his intellect. It's inarguable. Yeah, that's why he's able to wipe the floor with anyone. But this guy's agitated to a point, and then it went quiet, but nothing happened about what they're agitating about. So it begs the question, some of these guys, if you read between the lines, they are pit bulls for the higher cadre of politics. You find henchmen for maybe Baba. Everyone has their guy. If I need this agenda or narrative, that's my guy for that. So I'm not one to say that there's not a whole other cadre of people. I work for a corporate. There are some excellent Kenyans, man. Back at the times when me, I'm like, me do I even fit here? There are guys who are top notch from
politicians.
Top notch from ability, intellect, integrity, and if they can find a way to mesh that technocratic side of a person versus a politician, and let such a guy rise to the why don't we be the politics behind the person? The person is just the brilliant guy.
Because to answer to where this perfect person comes from, you still have to go through a test again. Because Gen Z's and millennials, I don't think to a large percentage are itakuwa dictated by the party. So
hopefully in the next election, because this past election,
nimesema the next election.
Yeah.
You know, Mesema, like the next one, I don't think party politics, like majority, at least a ruling party, no. I think Sai, through this, the future of Gen Z's, whatever they've done, future of the nini of elections, the mode of elections, na nini may change. Kabisa. This is like a whole new Kenya. I don't know. Me, I have hope.
Okay.
Lazima tushinda tukiwaambia, like, we have hope in you. Because if we tukinyamaza tuseme ati they will sleep, watafanya nini? All this they did in the first few weeks, zitakuwa all in vain. Utaona tena watu wakisema about six piece. Whatever they were successful to do through this reject finance bill, ni pia wali reject the narrative.
It's changed the tone.
The tone. Si lazima ati wangalia colors.
Partyless, tribeless.
So of course, we are going to see for the first time a leader of their choice. And where now to test through hizo whatever manifesto zake kama ataziendelesha, whether ni mzuri ama ni mbaya, and whether they will be able to recall. Because so sahi we don't, you can't say at this kuna mse mwenye ati who's there. We still have to go back na tumweke pale, put him to the test.
And I was talking to my old man, of course, older generation, and we're talking on the phone about how when you see before this whole movement started, once it started, and you see the so-called guys who have always been standing up for us, the guys you've named, why is it when they try to align, you can just see this is not the same thing. When you see them trying to align with this movement, you're like, if you watched JKL, a guy like Babu was on the platform, you're like, nah, what this movement is about, this is an organic movement. This is not a controlled opposition or a controlled narrative.
Yeah.
And they've tried to align, and you can see this is not the same thing.
But you see, that's the danger. That's the danger of the movement, because the movement wants to come up with how many candidates in less than 3 years. It's going to be impossible, because you also need the money, the machinery. You also need to be a politician. You need to also bullshit people. Najua, that's the worst thing about politics, is you have to be charismatic.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying, kama Trump anafanya gazile vitu anafanya.
Mm.
So tukijidanganya, alafu now look at even the movement itself. Online, a few people go online and they accuse of Boni of being paid. And yesterday, Boni had to explain himself on ground that he wasn't paid. Because akina Boni, Hanifa, and you remember those who are Khalid, those people who took themselves to the police station because they didn't want to be abducted. So after kufanya hivyo, someone else starts a rumor that I say, walikuwa nafanya hivyo ni for PR, but they are not the same. Hanifa melipua, Boni melipua, and then they have to go on ground and explain themselves. What does this tell you? Like, if you bring up new leaders, that's the same tactic. I'll just pay a few bloggers. I'll have, they'll be like, you know what? This person has been paid. Why? Because we're looking for this ideal leader. That's why we need to get that thing out. We need to just know whoever we end up with. We might end up with two people because of the political machinery. Because don't forget, the rural population is still much, much bigger than Nairobi. Mm. So even, say LD, kwa town, we are to a LD town, kuna LD outskirts. Those ones stayed at home.
Mm.
And those ones vote tribally. Kisumu, vote tribally. Nyeri, vote tribally. So we have to think about those people.
Yeah.
And those people are planning to vote, and they'll vote for their tribal kingpins, yes?
Mm.
Sisi, what we can control is, first of all, to try to spread the message kwa si, tusiwambia wao ni mafala for voting a long tribe, lakini tu try kuambia, six piece in our heart, because the minute that a president has the majority, they can do anything. It kills the legislature. Sindio?
Yeah.
Because we're trying to imagine, like, to me, one of the best parliaments we've ever had in this country, ilikuwa parliament ya coalition government. Because things used to pass because they made sense.
They made sense.
Hata Rucho got impeached.
Yeah.
Kwa minister of agriculture.
Yeah.
Hey, Alitolewa scandal. Usahau, he was.
But these guys were
very close na Raila.
Yeah. But wakakosana. Yeah. So, tuna need to go back to where hii historia nipatie bunge ile nitafanya nayo kazi z nipatie kwa bunge wazuri au bunge wazuri if it makes sense the mbunge anafaa kuipitisha cause it makes sense not cause it's coming from his party ama it's coming from a different party cause you know jinga may happen this time
cause like, when you listen what next the cabinet should be scrapped sahi. Because they still have, of course, we are called criminals, but they still have a poisonous guy, Linturi, who's there, who is still there, you get.
He's
still there. And another bunch of people who don't know what they are doing. He needs to surround himself na professionals. Because I akiendelea, you know, hata kuwa na, we wouldn't have faith kuangalia. Budget, of course, it will be reviewed. At some point, lazima a budget tenye itapass. Because country lazima iran.
In fact sadly
so if you still see ati kuna do imepelekwa kwa nini kwa Ministry of Agriculture, that same person,
you know,
but you see if he's a masterful politician, like they say is, this would be a great opportunity to clean house, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how, sacrifice all these guys, say I'm starting afresh, regroup. I'm sure that in the back of his mind
sahi hezi do hivyo because usisahau wao watu nusu ni wasapre na walimpatia kura.
So je, wana kura gani?
Sasa wanasiasa wanakuaga hivyo.
But saizi Shongwa iko na kura.
Hana kura yote.
Waambia ishie, mu replace na msapre. So the only thing is you still replace them with wasapre, alafu sacrifice wakale wa replace na wajaka, waluya, unacheki. Because wakale you'll never lose the Kale vote. Ruto akiamka leo ambie Sudi fuck off. He's not losing the Kalenjin vote. The Kalenjins love him. Akiambia hata Murkomen fuck off, he still keeps the Kalenjin vote. Ajele vote iko na yeye forever. So the people you can be able to sacrifice, tell David Ndii to fuck off at 3 a.m. Mimi naweza pigia David Ndii kama amelala.
Are you guys
a monitor?
But I don't know.
Are you thinking you are going
to be a rant kwa Twitter?
What a rant.
You guys David Ndii sile atavutwa job.
Huyo ndio msalimu.
Ndio zote za China tutazijua.
Finance bill, ametoka saying, na finance bill ingine ile, afu anatuambia kuendeni, you know nothing, mimi ndio najua, he needs to fuck off.
Are you saying this movement has not watered down any tribalism? Because you talk about outskirts, I remember off camera, Rapture, you're saying how even Samburu guys were protesting. I think the tribalism thing, even if you speak to guys generally, outside camera, outside, guys have realized that our guy in the psyche, me, I'm called Mutiso. So if my Akamba guy is there, doesn't mean jack for me.
Yeah.
So a lot of people have become enlightened to that fact.
I think we'll find one day. I think, because don't forget the protests have happened in 2 weeks. This thing is so entrenched in our DNA that what this can help, if you come to the tribal thing, what it can help is, it might help us fight the six-piece thing. Ajuile, like, Kimani Ishongwa. Like, if right now I was running for Kikuyu MP, I'd start campaigning right now. And I'd tell you, we chagua president unataka. Mimi ni chague because of 1, 2, 3 things. But I won't tell you that chagua Ruto. Because you know, this is what happens. The reason why Ruto was able to kufikisha hii bill level alifikisha, because I think there's even a woman who came out akasema, mi navotia Ruto.
My friend.
Because the only reason mulinivotia ni juya Ruto. unacheki because that time all you needed to do was say fuck Uhuru,
oh,
I love Ruto, and then unapata votes.
Yeah, yeah, support the bill because,
yes. So now with that in mind, we need to move away from the point of just because you are voting for this president, vote for this. We try to imagine a level where we reach where mwenye unaenda as unavotia msewa UDA, alafu unavotia msewa ODM, alafu unavotia msewa independent, unavotia, that would make a very good cabinet, a very good, yani a very una but size inaendaga tu UDA ODM, and that's why we are stuck in this bullshit.
But this tribalism thing was like a trailer on a thin road, so yeah. It's like it's trying to turn all the other way around. It'll take time, but yesterday and what has happened in the past couple of weeks has brought this trailer at least by now 90 degrees. It's about to start turning the other way. In as much as that will still take sometime.
Take time, lakini si unajua Gen Z, unaona vile umesema watu waocho upigana tribe.
Yeah.
Au anaweza endelea kupigana tribe. Lakini as long as Gen Z
swing wako, vote iko Nairobi.
Yeah. Like as long as Gen Z wako wengi. Mm. Unajua pia uchaguzi si unajua ni numbers. Nyinyi mnaweza kuwa mko huko waocha mnapiga na ukabila. But huko waocha pia niliona kuna Gen Z tu.
Yeah. Hey, Gen Z and Shags are not necessarily voting.
So au juu ndio majority wakiamua kuchagua mtu mwingine. Hii tribe itakuwa hata mpigie hiyo raia bado mtaanguka tu.
Alafu pia another thing with Gen Z is we need to start publicly declaring I'm not a Gen Z, but everyone, politicians are not politicians, celebrities, public figures, it's time to start publicly declaring I'm supporting this person. And the corporates need to stay the fuck off this shit ya kuambia wase, if you declare politically you're going to piss off some funds. We have to take sides. You jinga, you're not taking sides, you're in the middle. Like me wambe gawa say automatically I've never gone through a Raila presidency, but a Raila would not use the police to shoot people in the streets. Why? Because he's been on that side. A Martha Karua would not use the police to shoot. Paul Muite would not. A Gitobu Imanyara would not. A Ruto will, because Ruto ni Kanu damu. And Uhuru will. Uhuru ni damu Kanu. Unajua? Kanu damu. We have to know there's a difference between these motherfuckers. Hii ujingati, watu wanafana, hiyo kitu ni uthi kabisa. And it ends up happening this because now people are not allowed to say these things. Because ukisema unaenda kuluse. Zee, Buddha, unaenda kukuambia live. Is Martha Karua perfect? No. Martha Karua helped Kibaki overturn the will of the people. That is also factual. But she should still make, she'd still violate less human rights than Ruto. But hii suri ya Kenya inakuwaga like, hawezi sema hivo, unafaa tu kusema, tu watu wanafanana. What about nani? Kalonzo Musyoka has that Kanu DNA in him, yes? But would Kalonzo be this harsh on nani? No, I don't think he has that, your heart here.
I think yeah, the message.
So lazima tukue, your story, these people are different. Yo kitu lazima.
With that one, I resonate with you, I think 2000%. And I've heard you say it repeatedly. Because think about even our county, for example. It's called what? Polycarp Igave. Yeah. Guy actually has a track record. Hate him or love his personality, that's besides the point. I bet you for a fact probably Nairobi would be doing better if a guy like that had won.
But still with Nairobi, Poleni kana bonga sana, Biguna would do a much better job than the two of them, because now Nairobi, Biguna would fight corruption. But such a Miguna is, we also have to face the fact that Miguna is not a politician. He does not know when to shut the fuck up. Because as a politician, you also have to know when to shut the fuck up. Najua, you can't just talk all the time.
I think he's been quiet. In fact, I had my own suspicions. I could be entirely wrong. But by his standards, or the standards that he's put out for himself that we've known all along, I would say he's been relatively quiet compared to how he used to be in this specific region.
That's understandable.
Alikuwa saidia Ruto.
That brought him back to the country.
Alikuwa saidia Ruto.
Unajua alikuwa anga exile.
Alikuwa saidia. So kuongea, I think it may take time.
So is that a thing of, I respect this guy brought me back, or I cut a deal behind the scenes? Which is it?
I don't think.
Because now he's back. He's talking shit.
Hey, jana amekuwa live.
Jana alisema Ruto saizi, must go.
To me, this would be the opportunity for Miguna also kuchallenge Gen Z's. Kuambia, have you really moved away from tribalism? Because you all know I'd make a better governor than Sakaja and Polycarp Igave. Because Polycarp Igave and Sakaja are coming with so much political baggage. Unajua, like they favor from Uhuru, favor from Ruto, favor from... But Miguna, that motherfucker is loyal to no one but himself. So he had to kusema, I'm going to be loyal to you as the voter. I'm running for governor. Give me a chance. But I can guarantee you, Miguna versus Karen Nyamo. Karen Nyamo wins. That's how stupid we are. Miguna versus Millicent Omanga. Millicent Omanga wins. Tunakuwaga na ujinga ingine ile. So this is time for now Gen Z to show us that this stupidity has ended.
And I think it has. I have hope, like Ian. I genuinely have hope because Gen Z is, of course, leading the charge.
Millennials, yeah. Gen Z is love.
Younger millennials, we have hope.
I think we're the same age.
Yeah, maybe.
But I feel like, for sure, I feel like, I'm almost, I'd bet a lot of things that the typical cliche tribal politics has ended. Like the next round of elections in terms of like, let's think of Nairobi. Let's bring it to Nairobi.
Mm. And let's give it to
people
Miguna,
will
man.
Not
I feel like Miguna would
vote. I think City Hall actually. Yeah? Mm. Nani fiti pia, like you know, of course there was anarchy, but niliona wase when you amechoka na this, you know, these offices.
That's the City Hall especially.
Okay, kama kuna corruption. Wacha bunge.
Alafu.
Corruption pro max.
And there's no
that was like tomoja na City Hall before
it needs a general ama msemo mwenye akona cause we've never put nani to test by the way
Miguna.
But if kama anaweza walk the talk,
I think he can.
Ndio kitu inaweza clean up Nairobi.
Yeah, inaweza clean up
cause a lot of Nairobi cartels we had nani here and alikuwa anasema like ukiingia pale you don't even, you know, these guys can kill you. A lie.
Miguna is a sort of motherfucker of shoot me
ukitaka.
Gen Z kutokea kwa streets ni even wewe as like a dark guy in the background organizing for people to be shot, you'll be afraid. Unajua that's the power of the people. When the people are there like we are tired of this shit, even you as the guy in the shadows unaanza kuogopa, unaanza ku.
And so guys, think like guys who are on the street this time around was not at it. People were impoverished. Kila Khalif Cairo with businesses are risking it all. The guy actually going on record saying I'm willing to die and be known as the businessman who died. That for me spoke so much.
People sponsored themselves.
Like,
nilipa fare. We paid for cab. We showed up. We spent.
Lipa kana nimeshua nimebuy chipo nini? KFC.
Nimebuy chipo KFC.
Nifio sasa nionesha ishungwa. Nimebuy chipo KFC. Mimi ni protester.
One pizza.
Nimesahau kitu moja yeye alikuwa anasema ya City Hall. Vile umesema, nili notice kwa hizo protests zote. Raia za City Hall zilikuwa ziko juu. Walikuwa na hepa wote, wanafunga milango. Mkitaka kuchoma hiyo area. Mtafanya nini? Because walikuwa naogopa. Vile umesema kuna corruption nyingine yenye ukasikia Wakenya wanakamtao, hautaki kupatikana hapo. Because Wakenya wakaambia na hapa ndio mali corruption inachemkia hii county, it's over. Unaona?
Kwa sababu vile mnashinda tunashinda tukisema juu ya City Hall because we are saying this as Nairobi residences. I feel like if you end up with someone like Miguna, alafu akuehana ile support ya any party, unajua they might decide since he's fighting corruption to end up now fighting him and impeach him. Tuna need to have even town hall meetings where the budget is read while residents are there, like enough residents who have time to go, sindio? Alafu tunajua tunaenda kutumia 50 million kufanya hivi, 50 million kufanya hivi, 50 million. So ajinga my MCA ajue history ya kungoja cut. That's what's making you, cause uchiki vile Alaya alikuwa anatuambia that nani anaitwa Sakaja wambiaga, I'm rich enough to pay someone to
those fines and
ateki. So that makes us I'm rich enough to, like, uki go against him, it tells you I'm rich enough to sponsor Ian so that Ian can defeat you in an election. Ateki. So we need to stop that. And for us to stop that is for the citizens to tell them, yes, this has to stop being about your personal interest. It has to be about the collective interest yetu. I'll have to check vile kutaenda. But there's hope. I'm really hoping that Nairobi will prove me wrong. That this time if we have someone with questionable papers, like tunafaa kuanzia hapo. Like if you have questionable papers na unarana UDA, tunakuwa na protest ya kukuambia mkileta huu mse kuna shida. We need to start with hapo. Like tuanze una question, if you have a corruption case, like you've just left a trail of corruption huko nyuma and then all of a sudden now you want us to vote for you. Like even Homa Bay, I'm sorry to say, but Kidero, it's time to go. Like This has nothing to do with ODM or what, but you know what?
Yeah.
As Migori have to demand that ODPP, the your office of the Director of Prosecutions, warudishe kesi ya Obado. He bullshit that Obado has given us 200 million. Now he can go with 1.8 billion. That's how he accepting that. Ndogo. Hizi sasa ndio time ya Gen Z kuamka. Na kusema this is not just about the finance bill. It's about everything.
Do you have examples of countries where like it reached this point of fever pitch where the people came out and then change was actually effected in a short, relatively short amount of time? Or is it always ended up being hijacked? Is there like historical evidence of a country where this happened and things actually changed, and now we can say, look, those guys did this and look at them now? I say this because one of my relatives had traveled to South Africa recently and they were saying how a black taxi driver in South Africa was saying how they wish that the white man could come back. Can you imagine that? Think of how strong of a statement that is, knowing the historical injustices that happen in SA. But 30 years down the line, things have gotten so bad, they're saying, Harry, those guys. So do we have like an example, or this, where the advent, we're going to be the first?
Okay, me kisema something quickly. I think the only country that I've seen change in a very short time was because of the leaders, and that's China. But because of the people, I don't know. But China changed because of the leaders. The leaders are like, fuck this shit. Another thing that changed because of the leaders was UAE. Because unajuaga, the story in UAE was at war. When they discovered they had oil, they stopped fighting. Africa inakuaga, we are at war. We discover we have oil, we start now fighting even more. Yeah. Then they did the opposite thing. But
I would say ni Lebanon. Lebanon. Okay. Lebanon walijua ni tribalism ndio inawasumbua. So they made power rotational.
Iko Malaysia.
Ama one of those countries. There's that country in India. Iko na
rotational
cause sijui moja ni Islam na moja ni nani nini. So they just say like, okay, kitu imekuwa kitusumbua sana. Can you deal with it for once? So another country ni, but that was by the people. I think Tunisia ndili nini
ile umse kujichoma.
Like a cause revolution.
Did you go back to, okay, I don't know what happened with
Tunisia. So I don't now I have to go back and research and see. Yeah.
The Arab Spring.
So I hope Kenya ni that country yenye wasi wata look back waseme in June 2024 kulianza revolution.
Yeah.
Like kuwa televised, and since then
this is what has changed. Yes,
it may trickle down to I saw Nigeria wakisema like pia wacho nyuma, like nikiangalia some comments tumepatia wase some nini. I hope it goes to UG.
So Museveni today there's a bill amerudisha.
No, leo
amereject. Yeah. Like ilikuwa kwa headline. Yes, it happened jana. Kakinuka Kenya and I noticed. Because now people only stay afraid for so long. At some point watakuwa like iko nene. We are on the streets.
That guy tried to say TikTokers don't pay taxes. Paka was like, you're not reading the room. You're not reading the room. Times have changed.
Vitu zimechange.
But even me as a supporter of this whole thing, in my own little way, I still I'd be lying if I say I don't have some fear and apprehension about the pushback. I'm just being frank.
Pushback
from the powers that be, in terms of how far are they willing to go to keep the status quo.
I know that. Yeah, because most of them, like the biggest enemy in the internet. So how are you going to be able to do what you did yesterday forever? And that will make us even vote you out more. Because internet pia unajua, like social media is addictive. When they're trying to get TikTok, they're not asking kulia. So they're even more angry at you.
Yeah. It's true.
So because usha notice, like mtoyi wangu, for example, even not even mtoyi wangu, my nephew, like the reason why I have a very interesting like password yangu inakuwaga mlango ya gari, and it's because my nephew messed, like onongole alichukua ndai yangu, alichukua ganda yangu akaigongesha mlango. So nikajua the only way to punish this dude is because I can't beat him up. Because he was a teenager. Mm. Unajua, alafu pia siko na believe in violence. It was just to change the password. This dude was losing his shit. Like, he didn't have internet for 2 nights. Mm. He was like, ama Gen Z ukiwa zimia. Jana, saizi saa anga yao iko huku.
I can't imagine. They don't want YouTube.
Wamekula moto kabisa.
Wamekula moto sana.
Wamekula moto juu jana kalienda. Ilikuwa kwanzia ni saa 3 ama ni saa 8. Juu hata hiyo speech ya Ruto. nili have YouTube ilikuwa imehang. So nili have kungoja nikasikia usingizi and then before nilale nikaenda kwa YouTube nikaona kana ile ka 144 you guys. Unajua hiyo?
Yeah, 144.
Ka 144. Hata sio ni route hapo lakini unaona.
Unasikia?
Huyu jamaa anatutusi hata kama
unamsikia poa. Umuoni poa.
Simuoni poa but nasikia wazi.
Unamsikia poa.
So wazi we going to use all instruments of security blah blah blah. Sasa nikajiuliza. Ule mama mwenye leo jukulu, kuna wamama walikuwa wanalia wanasema mtoto wangu hajarudi nyumbani na sasa ni saa 3 huo mama akiona hiyo speech huo nafurahi anasikiaje because yeye ana assume is because kulikuwa na aka violence ndio so akiona president and kama anachochea ilikuwa si poa lakini ilikuja ikarudi I think mimi nililala nikaipata asubuhi tena sikuingojea but niliona wasa kicomplain hiyo time kalikuwa kana bafa niliona watu wanasema hey how is internet where you are ni vitu kama hizo
technically how do they do it like how do they for example yesterday YouTube was okay for some point and then Twitter is not how do they go about
ni kunyonga tu
yeah ni kunyonga tu like specific sites so hizi ma ISPs specifically Safaricom na Airtel wanaambiwa fungeni kitu so inakuwa kasi ni Kenya kuna msali patia na hiyo jina it's something they just whatever it so and they can do it for specific sites. That's why like unachiki
ukiwa X
ukiwa Dubai use access WhatsApp you have to use Botim unachiki ukiwa wherever so you can do for specific sites. So that's what they did but to answer your question yes you can try and push back but the internet is going to stop you. The internet is your greatest enemy like this thing like if there was a way like right now sikudanganyi worldwide kukiwa tu na like storm flani may happen alafu it affect internet worldwide the first thing Ruto is guaranteed 2032 to rule till 2032 he can even change the constitution and rule till whatever but internet gives people real time information and real time what that's why Cheragea akisema unataka ku run forever tunakwambia zi acha ujinga au utaifanya hapa alafu tukikwambia hivyo people more people on the internet like one of the most beautiful things I loved about easy protest ni now I can say here and I can guarantee people as long as internet exists Ruto hata change constitution na kuwa life president. That's guaranteed. Cheragei, chukua hiyo idea ingiza kwa matako kishi huko mbele.
Do you know that narrative had started tembeing a bit?
Yes, unakwambia.
People are starting to get comfortable.
But saizi after kuna hizi protest. Buda jo.
Kwanza unajua kalianzia wapi you guy? Kalianzia unajua Ruto ameletwa na Mungu. Kalianzia tu hivo. Mtu ameletwa na Mungu unajua amekuja. Aina haja. Akuwe na limit. You guy. Raya zikaanza mnasema nini nyinyi? Unajua kuna raya zimejionea hiyo kitu.
Yaani hata yeye mwenyewe if he dreamt, kasha he dream at yani president 2033, amka George slap na huo. Nini? Wewe unasonga?
People were entertaining the idea that he'd use the narrative of my work is not done.
Yeah.
Hata saa hii wamerudia mara moja wanasema.
Sino kwambia after time after the protest it's going to take even Cheragei having 3 nuts to even talk mention that in a press conference. Kwa sababu hizi kanisa nuka tena tu juu ya hiyo story.
Kanisa nuka.
Yeah, like saizi wasa after two waja we protest became so cool. Right now people are zile za Ayusha nigga would. Like tupatie reason ya kukuja
kwa. You guys say hili nturi ya kamna hiyo story ati ya meuza fake fertilizer.
Eh,
sasa hiyo order ya story ya finance.
Yeah.
And then
wanaweza fuel gari waende Meru. Wanaweza mtafuta like to be a man
from the states. Was it you who posted?
Yeah.
The guy who traveled for
like was it easy?
Yeah.
People are so whatever
psyched up
for easy story, but yeah. Inaonyesha so I see beautiful things
and then
but as long as the internet survives if internet somehow they are able to control the internet we are fucked. That's why lazima to scream every time internet imeenda slow lazima to scream na lazima pia to warn during elections msicheze na internet because that's now the only trick that can be used to mess with nini results na hiyo pia it's going to make people poor on the streets so say they just need to know that the only way to save yourself is just do a good job. I don't think kuna these shortcuts because kumekuwa na shortcuts for long. The shortcuts has been just unleash the police on the people. Yesterday I saw such a brave lady. Sijuka uliona two ladies walikuwa wanapigwa kwa TV and one just started crying.
Yeah.
She was crying so painfully that the cops moved away. Kuna mtu ataona
hapo nje ya parliament.
Someone will see that cry and look at it as a cry of cowardice, but to me she's braver than me. I'd never go and take that beating. Na cheki. So you have to And it's for me, I mean, on a beautiful thing suku mbele.
Ami, usunaja 2027 ndakwa nisha ruka kwa Elon. Nimona nini announcement leo asubuhi. Ningiri moja so tatu.
Oh, ila 50 GB cup.
Oh, Starlink.
Wea msekawa wea msewa Pornhub.
Yuka yuna japaka likuwa ataku inbox Elon. Nimombia, hey, sama ji. Umekuja level yetu. Ngiri moja so tatu.
Ini raya Pornhub.
Ayu gaini liona leo asubuhi. Wakenya wameshare. Wakenya wengi sana. Wakenya wengi sana tawa metagi Elon. Wakuambia mzee hakuja utu wakoe. Because vile, kuna kitu moja pia umesema. Lakini kuna kitu moja wangu wanarudia. Middle class wameamua kujitokeza na ndio wamekuwa change kwa hizi protest, because hizo zingine zote maskini ndio walikuwa wanaenda. Na of course unajua since serikali haiwaheshimu inawaua, unajua inajua tu wewe umetoka Kibira, unajua tu wanajua anga tu hii story watu watapiga kelele one day kuna people died,
afu unaweza blame a specific tribe
unaweza blame
a specific region,
lakini sasa vile umesema tu imeshakuwa cool watu kwenda tao na mandae na kuprotest, kupost na protest yenyewe, kila mtu ashajua, mkienda tu mjae kwa streets. Hiyo ni, unu kama vile tulienda, hiyo ni protest. Si lazima hata mfanye anything. As long as tu tumejaa, wona jo tumekuja hapa sabi ya linturi, sabi ya linturi, sabi ya linturi. Sisi watu tunaweza tuka afford internet. Hiyo middle class niliona ilikuwa change kubwa sana. Ilikuwa change big sana, because nilipanda hivyo juu. Hiyo place uliniacha. Lipata wasanii jo you guy. Kuna wazee walikuwa nakata maji hapo. Watu wakimbizwa kidogo wanaingia kwa hiyo ba ndo nakunywa sijui ni toti yake then tena anarudi kwa pro kwa protest au wasina wanawali change because unajua hakuna violence. Alafu makarao tu wanajua hao watu wamekuja hapa na wameokupa hii street because of ABCD.
Alafu the same thing vile na national ikisema 2027 blah 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 versus Ruto. If you're supporting Ruto and you're a celebrity, tell us why. If you're supporting the blah 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 as a celebrity, tell us why, so that we know it's beyond tribe. Na cheki, we need now to start arguing things on issues, because unapataga Jay-Z aliendosa Obama because of 1-2-3. We need to reach your level. Tujaje ujinga ya kusit on the fence. This person won't do anything to you after he comes into power, because saizi if he was going to do something to people, saizi Njugush afai kwa anywhere, because Njugush amekuwa kwa frontliner. Like even ulicheki ali post speech za umse afu kaanza kuenjoy, said don't worry, this is fake, this is fake. I'm gonna post umse akisema he'll do this, he'll do that, he'll do, and those things he's not been able to do. But I feel like in Nairobi, katuniza natuna in Nairobi, alafu sijui kile mna feel joy story, but I feel like nominated senators and nominated MPs need to be elected by the people. Does that make sense?
Need to be nominated by
that. That means that as a party
on popularity basis.
Yes, as a party unaniambia nataka kunominate.
Oh, this is why.
Tunataka kunominate Eriko ama Ian. Kujeni mtuambie mle mtotaka. That's going to get rid of the Karen Nyamos and the Millicent Omangas. You know those people who don't even know when to shut the fuck up. Like they know they owe the president the position. So they're going to provoke people, because telling us that the president should be wearing expensive watches is provoking us. So tuna need kufika yo level, even as a nominated you've also been elected to a certain level, because saizi nomination ni raisi. Rapcha anzishe party yake anze kudinya secretary na mnominate tunajua hivyo. Like it should not be that
open. It's too freestyle.
It needs to have a certain level of why is this person women rep also a women rep sindio vote but this to nominated people tuna need a certain level of, because it's become ridiculous, man. You jinga ya whatever. Alafu pia, I think party politics, middle class, the so-called Gen Zs, have to show up.
And parties must now move away from just being tribal and be actually ideological. Like, we need to know, this party has these principles, this party has these principles, and not guns for hire. You know, I think we need to move
from party that. As long as we can, don't know your party need to. Hiyo ndio shida ya party.
Si mna kuambia
party as long as uko na Donald, tunaweza kwa tuna run mimi na wewe. Lakini mimi niko na do. Unajua wanakongana ka secretariat. Kao, mimi niko na do ya kuwajenga. And then nawaambia ndawapatia milioni kama 4 ya presidential campaigns. Candidate wenyu wa president. Mimi ndio na msponsor maybe akikuja area kaya yetu Madhare constituency. Mimi ndio na organize rally. So unajua utanishinda. Yeah, watanipatia tu. Hata kama mimi ni raia imeua mtu, watanipea tu.
Kuna hiyo shida. Because I think party politics inafaa kufika hiyo level ya, for example, Langata right now. If Jalango wants to run on ODM, there needs to be hiyo yeye versus mse wa ODM. And if Jalango wins, as much as he's been taken as someone who betrayed Nini, if he wins, he should still be able to run on that ticket. I feel like if we reach that level, politics yetu itaanza kuchange. I think one of the things su admire jua the American democracy waga your level. Like every level is respected and every level people are involved. Sisi zima party nominations zinakuwa on some random Tuesday where a very whole bunch of people can't vote. Sata ikuwe party nominations zinakuwa gani Saturday and Sunday. That means hata kama una work usipo vote on Sato unaweza ndo vote on Sunday, si ndio? Alafu now we are involved because siwezi kudanganya, mimi niko Lang'ata huko constituency gani?
Constituency Nairobi.
Which one?
Oh, Westlands.
Westlands. Rapcha huko?
Mimi niko Dago.
Yeah, huko?
Kabete.
Do you know we've never been involved in party nominations even for the parties that we vote for?
Mimi agidhara nishakuwa.
Unacheki, unaandasa ni mseo wa ghetto. But sisi unacheki just tuko na kaubabi fulani hatujaikuwa. And that's tuna need kutoka kuanza from that level, like hapa chini. We know everything.
That's true.
Mwacheki.
Tukwe part of the process.
Ikikuja kwa raya zenye zimesota, neza sema wana kuanga involved sana kwa siyasa. Baka nominations za ODM, watu wanajua umse na umse. Wote ni wa ODM, but watu wanasema ujamaa na ujamaa. Fadhali u? Fadhali u. Ato ukiangalia tu sabu ya primaries za ODM, ukiangalia tu quality ya MP wao, wakona tofauti kubwa sana na raya za ODM. Ukiangalia
hata niko naambia hii
wakona tofauti kubwa sana by the way because before pita pale kwa raya watu wataanza huyu jamaa si mrefu jamaa ni mji watu wanaanza tu kuambia na chini ya maji because wanasikia reasoning
sasa ni gunia fulani
maska garizo ni wana
notice wana notice na hiyo ni kitu ya maana sana because inakuanga nasema hiyo ndio chama unajua UDM kama mjuzi so sijui vako zao ni gani but kwa ODM najua sababu naijua from the slum
na iko na some sort of ideology like hiyo ni kitu moja niko nasema like them I guarantee and as a guarantee we'll say if they were in power freedom of expression maintains igava when they sent out that letter KFCB that was the government ati tuna need licenses za YouTube that was cause wanajua the power of freedom of expression of the kitu ilikuwa interesting nayo ni the fact walikuwa nafikiria they can pull that off alafu saa hizi ikitu ime happen now sisi kama wase wako social media to make sure KFCB kianza ujinga. Sisi turana propaganda machine ya TikTok utahitaji license tupatane town. Ah jinga watulia because hizo ndio vitu hatufai kwa lao. You know the government can just wake up but even side from, you need a license to post on YouTube.
From the person who came up with that, even from a practical standpoint, even let's say worst case scenario it was implemented.
Yeah.
How?
Sajali sitakuwa sikupendi so utapost when nakupenda utapost alafu when you know post make sure every month mnipatia
so how they vet let's even say conservatively 300,000 people how will they vet everything that needs to go online